Anything you would add to what you said today?
I think the key principle related to the side effect profile of bevacizumab, and to a large degree, similar side effect trends have been reported with other VEGF inhibitors. And while there are important limitations related to cross-study comparisons, particularly when chemotherapies combined are different, and in disease settings where there may be important biological differences, including that may predispose to some side effects or not, there does seem to be a trend for similar types of side effects to the ones we discussed for the other VEGF inhibitors, which are now before the FDA, that being sorafenib and sutentinib, or Sutent, which are being reviewed for renal cell and the latter for GI stromal tumors as well. There does seem to be a general theme related to the types of side effects, some wound healing biology, some tumor response biology, which may lead to bleeding risk, hypertension, and to some degree, a little bit of proteinuria risk. Whether or not these are going to be directly comparable, whether there may be a little bit more or less with one drug, is not yet known. But I think as oncologists, we need to remember our internal medicine skills. We need to also pay attention to the patient, and clear trends need to be dealt with. For example, patients who develop significant hypertension should probably be started on an antihypertensive medication. We need to monitor patients for proteinuria. Those who develop significant proteinuria should have their drug held until the proteinuria resolves, which it will do in most cases. Patients who have other cardiovascular risk factors should probably have those cardiovascular risk factors addressed unless there's other contraindications similar to the management strategy we would use in non-cancer patients. That is, use of either a statin or low-dose aspirin, again, presuming the other indications for their use are appropriate. These are bread-and-butter general internal medicine skills, as are how to follow a patient who develops any type of bowel problem on any chemotherapy. I think the take-home message is there are some nuances as far as the side effects. These are to some degree predictable from the conserved biology of VEGF across many parts of our body. And the good news is I think most of these side effects are manageable and are outweighed for the vast majority of patients by the other benefits of this treatment.